Montana Street in downtown Montgomery, or check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com, or call us at 262-4470, or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report. So far this year, over 3,900 homes have sold and closed, which is over 600 homes closing every month. The average sales price was over $221,000. Many home buyers were in the first home homebuyer price range, which means that first home homebuyers are out in force, and that is a good thing for buyers, sellers, and the economy. Our supply of homes is very low, and this generates multiple offers and offers above asking price, which is good news for sellers. Recently, some of our landlords have chosen to sell, and we've received acceptable offers in hours versus days. Our company is growing as a result of our market. We are looking for new agents and a bookkeeper to keep up with our growing sales, listings, and property management clients. For all the updated information, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
The school year is almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers in our area are often forced to buy their own classroom supplies? Isn't it a crime that kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting asks you to cram the van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, cleaning supplies, and backpacks to Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination since 1969. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for public schools in the River Region. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Georgia Floors Direct.
To find out how you can help, go to newstalk931.com.
Today is July 27th. Take your houseplant for a walk day. Take a stroll around the block with your ficus. It won't accomplish much other than making your cat lady neighbor seem a little less crazy on Take Your Houseplant for a Walk Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 5. With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is reversing course on some masking guidelines. The agency announced new recommendations Tuesday that even vaccinated people should return to wearing masks indoors in parts of the United States where the coronavirus is surging. Scientists cited new information about the ability of the Delta variant to spread among vaccinated people. The CDC also recommended indoor masks for all teachers, staff, students, and visitors to schools, regardless of vaccination status. The new guidance follows recent decisions in Los Angeles and St. Louis to revert to indoor mask mandates amid a spike in COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations that have been especially bad in the South. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 85 points, the NASDAQ dropped 180, the S&P 500 lower by 20. More details at srnnews.com.
Protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV. Your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will, or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Shake those maracas.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The 2020 Tokyo Games medal count.
China, 6 gold medals! Japan, 5 gold medals! USA, 4 gold medals! South Korea, 2 gold medals!
That's true. Heavy metal count.
Yeah, it is.
Popular feature, 5 after 5. It's got a night note from our buddy Keith. It says, today's show is on point. I love hearing the opinions of listeners on all of this. Thank you for being there for all of us. I never tell anybody not to call. Yesterday was kind of strange. We have David Blackman on Monday now from 3 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
And we pretty much just do like a, it's called Tales of the Idiocracy, which
right.
we are becoming. And yesterday was maybe the slowest call day ever.
Hmm.
I didn't give the number out much either. It just, like today we didn't have to. People were calling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was my passionate rant or what.
Probably.
I think that had a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
But your opinions are welcome here, you know? So please, if anybody was thinking I shouldn't call, don't. Sure. I'm nice. You have nothing to be afraid of with Greg Budell.
No, never, never, never.
I don't bite anybody's head off.
Not usually, no.
No, not usually. All right, so from Breitbart today, Team Biden struggles to explain CDC call for vaccinated Americans to wear masks again. And in case you missed it earlier, I said, gear to the CDC. Let's see what Peter Ducey did today to Jen
Psaki. President say, if you've been fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask. Let me repeat, if you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask. If it was possible that that was going to turn out not to be true.
Well, Peter, I think we're all dealing with an evolving virus where there's no playbook and no historic precedent. And what the American people should feel confident in is that we are going to continue to be guided by science,
confident.
Look at public health data in order to provide new guidance if it's needed to save lives, protect the American people. When I made those comments back in May, we were dealing with a very different strain of the virus than we were than we are today. And Delta is more transmissible. It's spreading much more quickly. It was nearly non-existent in the United States back in May.
They're so full of it, man. God, they're full of it.
They're not just full of it, Terry. I despise her.
I do, too.
She is a professional liar.
Yep.
She's no better than anybody that spoke the lies for Adolf Hitler. I apologize not for that.
Interesting parallel there, Mr. Budell.
Well, the Nazis were the Socialist Party, and they sure as hell seem like they're trying to gain a foothold here in America, so I'm just giving you a heads up. That's what they're all about.
They're using the Nazi playbook. They definitely are using it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Frightening parallels historically, but we're not teaching history. We're busy teaching critical race theory so little white kids understand why they're just so awful from the moment they're born. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing would love to keep you cool this summer, and boy, are we being tested right now.
Yeah,
we actually had a pretty decent May and June, and then after the 4th of July,
it's making up for lost time, Greg.
Yes, the triple-digit heat index has started coming back.
Yeah.
Clark's Club members don't have to worry if something goes out. They've diminished the likelihood of something going wrong because they're already a Clark's Club member, so they've had their system tuned just before the summer started, and they know the Clark's will be back again to get them ready for the cooler weather. But in the meantime, they also know that they've got the best team of HVAC professionals on call 24/7. In addition to plumbers that I think, and I exaggerate
what
not.
What time is it?
It's time to call Clark's at 277-2125 and get a membership.
Here's an amazing act. Here's a tremendous act. Here's a startling act.
It's not an act. They're just great at what they do. And so good at it that I actually watch them when they come to my house.
That's impressive.
Well, I might learn something. I might learn something watching them.
Yeah.
For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's. By the way, they're looking for talented HVAC professionals to join their growing company with an awesome benefit program. Same number, 277-2125, or stop by their office or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Local news, Jake.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. An on-duty Selma police officer was shot and killed this morning at the Selma Square Apartments. Dallas County District Attorney Michael Jackson says Officer Marquise Moore was approached by someone outside and ambushed. Jackson says a woman believed to be his wife or girlfriend was also wounded. Crime Stoppers now offering a $2,500 reward for information that leads to his killer. Auburn University is offering incentives including improved parking, free meals, and more to students who are fully vaccinated for the fall. State prisons are also offering incentives to inmates to get vaccinated. State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris says more than 900 people are in Alabama hospitals today with COVID-19. That compares to 179 on July 3rd. He says that based on past experience, he expects the number of deaths will soon go up based on those hospitalizations. Dr. Harris says the vaccine is the best way to stop COVID. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans. Paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of The Herb Shop, where the word expert means knowledge and knowledge means The Herb Shop. Let the experts at The Herb Shop help you feel better today. Check them out on the web at herbshopal.com. The Herb Shop, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Excessive heat and humidity like this can sometimes produce some big storms. Storms will be quite numerous through the evening hours before fading out later on tonight. Watch out for dangerous lightning and gusty winds. Otherwise, very sauna-like tonight. Overnight low temperature 76. Tomorrow, we'll be back in the middle 90s with a heat index near the 105 danger range again. More scattered storms will pop up in the afternoon and evening hours, and the intense heat will be with us through the end of this week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When getting the job done right is job one, you need Kubota construction equipment. From Kubota compact track loaders to the number one selling compact excavator, to do it all and to do it right. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Remains number one on our charts here at News Talk 93.1 FM WACV, home of the hits. All right, Chad's on the line, but Pat called first. So, Pat, what's up?
Hey, Greg, just before the break, you were talking about having your card and, used it, like showing it. Where does HIPAA fall into all this? You know, my wife works at a hospital. If she gives away medical information, she's terminated immediately.
Yeah, and you know what?
You mentioned that earlier, Greg.
Somehow they got to get a case on this to the Supreme Court and get a ruling. Because they're going to be firing people, and if all of this turns out to be wrong, the damages are going to be staggering. But like I said, I have the vaccination card. It's in my car, and I don't plan on showing it to anybody for any reason.
Yeah, I carry mine in my wallet, and again, like I said, it's nobody's business.
It's nobody's business. It's HIPAA. Right.
You'll have a great day.
I'm with you. Thank you. And backing me up here is my lawyer. Well, Eagle and Local Heartthrob. What are your thoughts on that, Chad?
It's going to be interesting because currently the law allows you to ask whether an employee has been vaccinated but not require them to produce proof.
Oh, wow.
So we will see what happens because it's an evolving set of regulations, and I have a feeling that we're going to see that evolve. Apparently, the federal government today has now issued a vaccine mandate for all federal employees.
Oh, I can't see how that can be legal.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. I'm sure it's going to be challenged all over the place. And there's a lot of people that can't take it for religious purposes or because they have conditions that make it that they can't have a vaccine. You know, either allergies or they have, like, if you have cancer, you've been treating for bone cancer or something like that, you can't take that shot because it poses a risk to your immune system. If you have no immune system, you can't take the shot, which is interesting.
Yeah.
But, hey, so I'm going to be cynical here for a minute. Imagine that, a cynical lawyer. I mean, I know nobody would believe that, right?
Never.
I think...
Hold on, I'm looking up cynical in the dictionary to make sure I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, since everybody always tries to look at things as to who wins and who loses on political questions like this, I want to proffer an analysis for you. Trump, I'm convinced that nothing Trump would have done would have delayed the spread of the of the COVID-19. It's a disease. It's a virus. It spreads.
When he tried, Chad, they called him a racist and a xenophobe.
Right. In fact, we actually have Kamala Harris and Joe Biden say they don't think that the vaccine might not be safe because it's Trump's, you know, FDA that approved it. Right. So, but regardless of that fact, he got blamed for it, right? He got blamed. All right. And he took the political hit for it. All right. So now you have a different variant. You have the current president who opened up everything again 2 months ago. And now you have a different variant. And now whatever they're doing is not working. He's going to take the blame for it. He's going to get blamed for this. When they shut down, when they start doing these masks again like they are in some of the larger cities, when they start shutting down employers again, and when they start mandating federal employees have the shot or they don't get a job or they don't work, the president is going to take the hit on this for not handling it correctly, right? So, I mean, what comes around goes around. And I think that's the positive of this. And don't get me wrong, I don't want anybody to get sick. I've had the vaccine, right? I don't want anybody to get sick. But it's very difficult for me to understand how you are encouraging people to get the vaccine so they don't have to wear masks, and then you're issuing a mask mandate for vaccinated people in certain cities, right? So I think this is not good for the president. And if it's not good for the president, it's good for the country. By the way, I mean, I think we all know this. I just don't see his dementia getting any better. He's getting worse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, big time.
I love the wipe my butt card.
Yeah, yesterday we played that quite a bit.
yeah, it's kind of like the Yanni thing, you know. Thing, right. Yanni. but I just think politically this is, and I know, I think this, that they know this is going to hurt them. That's why they dragged their feet so long until you started seeing pretty good outbreaks in Los Angeles and in Florida and other places. But, I mean, you guys tell me, what's going to stop the spread of a virus that you can literally get it after 1 minute of exposure, all right? The other COVID-19, the original variant, it took about 15 minutes of exposure. The new variant, it's 1 minute in the presence of someone.
And you know what? I think this one came from China, too.
Oh, well, obviously it did. Well, it developed as, you know, when a virus spreads through millions and millions of people, it adjusts. You know, it adjusts because it doesn't want to be killed. So it creates its own variants for survivability. And the only thing that makes the virus eventually die is a lack of host. That's why you hear about herd immunity all the time.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no host, then the virus has nothing to live off of. But the long and the short of it is I think that it really, they criticize Trump for mismanagement. But God bless him, if he had not gotten the vaccines in place that he had gotten in, where the hell would we be?
Hey, Chad. what's the reality here? People were so disgusted by the job he did that an extra 15 million people went out and voted for to give him another term. Because a year ago, remember a year ago, we had knots in our stomachs. We watched the market crash and unemployment hitting 15%. Numbers we were just thought we'd never hear again in this country. And yet, by the end of the year, look at the progress that was made in reinvigorating the economy and making this comeback. And if they think that we're just going to meekly go along, okay, guess I got to shut my business down after, ain't going to happen.
How is it that Trump loses with 15 million more votes and Biden gets more votes, like 10 million more votes than Barack Obama? I mean, I'm sorry. I don't see the math.
It's great vice president he picked.
Yeah, well, she's underwater in her approval ratings big time.
Yeah, well, we're screwed, aren't we?
Well,
we've got a dementia-riddled idiot in the White House, and as it was said, Willie Brown's bratwurst bun ready to...
Yeah, got to take the House and got to take the Senate back, and I think there's a... We're going to take the House back, even without redistricting.
If we don't, we deserve whatever we get.
I think we got a good chance to take the Senate. I think Warnock's going to lose that seat over in Georgia. So,
yeah.
All right, guys. Well, y'all have a great afternoon.
Well, here's the surprise. Warnock didn't win it to begin with. They cheated. Did you see the story that broke about Raffensperger, the Secretary of State next door, that he was part of a group that was training Democrats to run as Republicans?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, man.
They've set it all up. They've set it up brilliantly.
You know, if we can't get these people to jail, can we at least beat their asses?
I mean, don't see why not. Of course, we'll go to jail, and we'll get the wrath of the Democrats at us, but that's just part of it.
73% of Capitol Hill A's believe GOP will take House back in 2022. The rest are delusional.
Not unless we get a handle on the cheating.
Yeah, correct. That's why all the Democrats are lining up to support these great voter integrity laws that we have.
Exactly.
But if you look at the media, they're described the same way, whether it's regular news media or even sports. When they were talking about the All-Star game being moved from Georgia, they said because of voter restriction laws, there are no voter restrictions in that law.
Jim Crow all over again.
There was more freedom in that law than the one in Biden's home state. Mm-hmm. So cut the crap. Brant will not be joining us this afternoon. Okay. Taking a bit of a break, but I urge you again, if you've never sat down with a financial advisor, he'd be the first to tell you, if not him, call somebody and start talking about your future and get a plan together. Because that's how people... Look, I'm amazed with all the ups and downs and craziness in this economy. And I gave Brant a small amount of money. I lost my life insurance in February. They just priced me out of it. So I got with Brant, and he says, well, let's start something that we can build. Let's do some aggressive saving. And if you can keep living and putting that insurance payment in, we'll get you back up to where you had the coverage.
Cool.
Well, we're making great progress. The money is certainly growing. And got a long ways to go yet, but I'm a lot better off than I was back, it was right around this time. It was February 22nd, so that's 5 months, a little over 5 months. Doing a great job. And it's nice to look at your account at the end of the day and see there's more money in it than when the day started, and you didn't have to lift a finger to put it in there. I like that. 387-0094, Brant's company is Invista Advisors. 524, Johnny B. Good. Hold on, we'll be right with you.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic large and in charge this afternoon, letting you know what the traffic's like, and it is busy. Norman Bridge Road outbound from downtown. Madison Avenue, Atlanta Highway, a lot of cars streaming out of downtown there. 231 to Wetumpka and Highway 31 to Prattville, very busy at the moment. And Troy Highway and East South Boulevard, another busy spot. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic on the interchange through downtown Montgomery for 65 and 85. Buckle up, drive carefully, no accidents anywhere. Enjoy your favorite movie safely at AMC Festival Plaza Theater, Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is the fastest growing used car dealer in the River Region, and we want your trade-in.
Check out our inventory online at brewmaker.com. It's better at brewmaker.com.
Hot house? Here are a few AC tips from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Check the breaker, verify thermostat settings, and replace filter. Still not working? Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Do you know what interest rates you're paying on your credit cards? If you knew, you'd probably be shocked. Many Americans are paying ridiculous amounts of money in interest alone. Money you could keep. How? With a special low-interest credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Now with a special radio listener discount. Available only at lightstream.com/news. You could pay off all your high-interest credit card debt with monthly payments at rates as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit. But this discounted rate is only available for radio listeners at this exclusive URL. lightstream.com/news. That's right. To get rates as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit, you must go to lightstream.com/news. The only way to get this reduced rate is to go to lightstream.com/news. That's lightstream.com/news. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval, rates with this discount range from 5.83% APR to 19.99% APR. It includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
My pets seem to have a life of their own. Sometimes they just run away from home. When they go, I don't know where, but I'm standing here in my underwear saying, hey, babe, it's take your pants for a walk day. Hey, honey, it's take your pants for a walk day. Randy weighs over 400 pounds. Has a little red cart he drives around. He knows he needs to lose some weight, but first he's gotta find some cake. I said, hey, Randy, it's take your pants for a walk day. I said, come on, Randy, it's take your pants for a walk day. And the Walmart carts go beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep,
beep. All right, we have breaking news into the News Talk newsroom.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
A new study from Pew says that white liberals are more likely to have mental problems.
We knew that.
You think that that's, you think that's true?
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again. Whoops.
Yep.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
All right, we go to Johnny B. Good on the phone.
Hey, man, take a walk on the wild side.
You know what I liked hearing about in that song? Because when I was first a radio DJ, that Lou Reed song was one of the... Well, it was new, because I'm so damn old, but at least I admit it.
You are not, this, Craig.
What I call, really called for was the use the old libtard lawsuit that they used as far as the federal mandate, state mandate, employee mandate to take the jab.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Roe versus Wade. It's my body.
Yeah, my
choice.
You can't
tell me what to do with my body.
They hate it when their own advice backfires on them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Y'all have a good day. Keep putting it out there.
Thank you.
All right, so the question we have next at 5:30 is...
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
Well, you know, the only reason I can think of is she does have two small children.
Yeah, that would be a really good one.
And we would never question her priorities.
No.
Coming up, 430 people died in mostly peaceful violence. See, that was the thing. Like, we just watched a couple of disgusting videos that...
68-year-old man in New York City.
I mean, just...
just makes my stomach turn.
Absolutely. And then this enormous brawl in a New York City pizza parlor. I think all of this is symptomatic of a public that has been terribly abused by its government for a year and a half through lockdowns and restrictions. We are designed and wired to be free people. And what they've done to us... I wrote a column, I think it was a year ago, in Boom, called I Want My Normal Back.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't have it. Yes, I can do a lot of things today that I couldn't do a year ago, but I haven't felt normal, and especially since the election.
Well, something good happened in Australia. They had so many people show up that the police stood down because they were so outnumbered. But people over there, they don't like it either. They're not. They're protesting everywhere except America.
Mm-hmm. Well, but when we did that, that was an insurrection.
Exactly.
See, that was very different.
Yeah, we got set up.
Somewhere I've got a... I've got Rusty's here. He'll be able to play You Got This with us.
Rusty.
Oh, boy. Hello, Mr. Rusty.
We have another Australian Prime Minister commentary here that I've got to find. That's really good. But I'll tell you what. Let's get our priorities in order.
Oh, let's.
Because on Tuesday... we like to visit Jack Ingram Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, yes, we do.
So that's where we're going to go right now. We're going to click on that. A quick example. Today, I was on 85. I exited at Eastern Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled up behind the Mercedes 450 GL, a black one.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized what I'm looking at. Man, the lines in this car from the back end are amazing. The black color of a Mercedes... mm-hmm. is somehow richer and deeper.
Yeah.
I've seen that the boss has one, so I see it in his.
Very well-made vehicles. You know, they were the first. They created the first automobile, Carl Benz.
And did you know, my friend, that at Jack Ingram, they're about to celebrate 60 years?
Has it been that long?
As a Mercedes-Benz dealer.
I didn't realize that.
I think that is so, so impressive.
That's cool.
And an occasion. They're the place to go. Let's go, let's browse and see what we have here in the certified pre-owns.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the 2016 Mercedes-Benz. This is what Janelle bought, a 2017 certified pre-owned Mercedes C-Class C300. I think what a lot of people do, they hear Mercedes, well, I'll never be able to drive that.
For that money, you can drive that.
But this is the idea. Mm-hmm. You want to love what you drive? If you haven't given Jack Ingram a chance to make Mercedes work for you, do it. Because you live once in this life, you can drive. Mm-hmm. They've got an estimated payment feature at jackingermercedesbenz.com on this beautiful C-Class C300. $390 a month?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, and look at the condition of that vehicle. Jack Ingram always posts dozens. Not the one good shot they could take. I mean, they give you dozens of looks inside mm-hmm. and outside vehicles that you're interested in so you can see it.
Wow.
And then go over and give it a ride. That's what you got to do. Get over and test drive it.
You'll be impressed. The thing that I love about the C300 is how dadgum safe they are. And I talk about an accident that happened at Taylor Road and 231 where the front of the car was a truck blew the light and took the front end completely off the car. Mm. The lady walked away. The lady driving the C300 walked away.
Well, that's just another reason Dad is glad his yep. daughter is driving one of these.
Could not.
By the way, my daughter has a nice job with Zoo Miami. She's not rich, and Daddy's not sneaking her any money. So if on her budget she can do this, I would think just about anybody could.
Yep.
Let's see what else there.
Oh, look at that red one. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's 2018.
You got a choice of colors here.
Yep. Black, white, red. Yeah.
And I love some of the camera angles on these. There's another GL.
Yep. Gorgeous.
So they've got them with a wider range of pre-existing miles. And a great range in payment opportunities. But none of these cars They're not interested in selling somebody else's troubles at Jack Ingram. So every vehicle you see at JackIngramMercedesBenz.com has been vetted. It's not good for business to sell troublemakers.
No.
So only the best. It's time to love what you drive. Get over and see the gang at JackIngramMercedesBenz.com. And congratulations on an amazing achievement. 60 years.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
As a representative. So look who's here in the studio with us. It's Rusty Aldridge.
Howdy.
It is Rusty, man.
How's everybody?
Well.
Good.
He's had a couple of really epic rants.
I heard him talking about the CDC. Should I say that out loud? Mm-hmm. CDC? Okay.
Don't trigger me.
It's legal.
Okay, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, man.
Because you mentioned CDC, and then I think of that Fauci.
What a goof. Now they're saying wear masks inside?
Oh, they want to go back. They want to go back to the good old days that we hated.
To do the stuff that didn't work the first time?
And here's Fauci in a meme saying, I did not have financial relations with that lab. Yes, you did.
He gave them a bunch of money, didn't he?
He sure did. And we owe him our eternal gratitude.
Under Obama.
5:36, when we come back, we're going to play You Got This.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic large and in charge this afternoon, letting you know what the traffic's like, and it is busy. Norman Bridge Road outbound from downtown, Madison Avenue, Atlanta Highway, a lot of cars streaming out of downtown there. 231 to Wetumpka and Highway 31 to Prattville, very busy at the moment. And Troy Highway and East South Boulevard, another busy spot. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic on the interchange through downtown Montgomery for 65 and 85. Buckle up, drive carefully, no accidents anywhere. Enjoy your favorite movie safely at AMC Festival Plaza Theater, Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Summer vacation is finally here, and so are amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it. Fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever. Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/radio. FORHIMS.com/RADIO.
Alabama News Network is your weather authority. Watch CBS 8 and ABC 32 to see Chief Meteorologist Shane Butler. He has more than 30 years of experience, and he grew up in Elmore County, so he knows local weather. Shane Butler is backed by a team of expert meteorologists. And don't forget Thunder Truck, which is on the road when it's stormy and at community events when it's sunny. Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32, your weather authority.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
DQ presents, picture this. Picture the DQ Reese's Extreme Blizzard. That's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Reese's Pieces. Plus peanut butter topping and chocolatey topping mixed in world-famous DQ soft serve. Now picture yourself digging in. To express the excitement you'll feel, I'm talking in all caps. Because it's a capital E extreme treat with all the Reese's flavor you could dream of. Underline, exclamation point. Try the DQ Reese's Extreme Blizzard and take Reese's and DQ love to a whole new level. DQ. Happy tastes good.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. An on-duty Selma police officer was shot and killed this morning at the Selma Square Apartments. Dallas County District Attorney Michael Jackson says Officer Marquise Moore was approached by someone outside and ambushed. Jackson says a woman believed to be his wife or girlfriend was also wounded. Crime Stoppers now offering a $2,500 reward for information that leads to his killer. State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris says more than 900 people are in Alabama hospitals today with COVID-19. That compares to 179 on July 3rd. He says that based on past experience, he expects the number of deaths will soon go up based on those hospitalizations. Dr. Harris says the vaccine is the best way to stop COVID. Auburn University is offering incentives, including improved parking, free meals, and more to students who are fully vaccinated for the fall. State prisons are also offering incentives to inmates to get vaccinated. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Excessive heat and humidity like this can sometimes produce some big storms. Storms will be quite numerous through the evening hours before fading out later on tonight. Watch out for dangerous lightning and gusty winds. Otherwise, very sauna-like tonight. Overnight low temperature 76. Tomorrow, we'll be back in the middle 90s with a heat index near the 105 danger range again. More scattered storms will pop up in the afternoon and evening hours, and the intense heat will be with us through the end of this week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors Service Department is growing, and we're looking for experienced technicians. Sign-on bonus available for some positions. Apply online at brubaker.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Great moms know it's back to school time already, so now's the time to stock up on all the early savings. Like this cool t-shirt that says, "It's lit."
Mom, that's so sus.
Or this great Rick and Morty backpack.
I don't even watch that show anymore, Mom. I can't carry that around.
And look at this Fortnite hat. It's 75% off.
Yeah, because no one wants it. What's next?
Among Us? They're so cute on this t-shirt.
Sure, why not? Nobody will see it. With COVID back, I'll probably just be on Zoom.
It's back to Zoom time again at Target. It's going to be the best year ever.
Don't shop at Target.
Such cap.
Hey, would you guys talk while I rummage through the trash?
Sure. I'd be glad to. So, Rusty, do you harbor any political aspirations?
No, I took a laxative, and I'm feeling much better now. Yeah,
that's good. That's good.
I couldn't run for anything.
Could you trot? Could you walk?
I could roll, maybe. My skeletons in the closet. A lot of them have fallen out into the hallway.
Well, see, I want to be your manager because I can take care of all that.
Oh, okay.
First thing we'll do is have a press conference. We'll talk about every dirty thing you've ever done. Just get it out of the way.
So that's a 2-day press conference.
That's what I've been doing on the radio for the last 30 years.
I don't know. I really, I don't think I could run for anything. I'd be done cuss somebody out.
Yeah. It's just round peg, square hole.
Yeah, that's kind of it. Now, if I were appointed by, the king or the queen, maybe, I'm going to go over to England and try to endear myself to the royal family and be knighted or something,
Okay.
And just hang around.
Well, sure.
With the other sirs.
I just heard from...
Jaqueline.
Yeah. She says it rang and rang. This may be her now.
Uh-oh.
I remember that game we played last week? You got this.
Yes.
Those little trivia questions I asked.
This.
I had a whole double. Oh, we found them.
Hey, all right.
And we did a couple of these with the gang this morning. What was the name of Smokey the Bear's mate?
I didn't know he had a mate.
I just thought he went around stomping out forest fires.
Here she is. Goldie was the...
Goldie.
I had no idea.
Hi, Jacqueline.
Hey.
I don't understand what happened. We were watching the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, I tried to call in, and on my end, it just rang and rang and rang and rang and rang. And I was like...
Good.
Are you wearing a mask?
No.
That's what it was.
You're
wearing a mask.
Oh,
right.
I'm not following
the guidelines.
It's a new mandate.
Do you believe they want us to go back to that?
I can't. Well, I mean, I can. I believe anything. After living through 2020, exactly. I believe anything and everything.
Exactly.
But yeah, I saw that today. Today's been weird. Like, Simone Biles and the Olympics, the CDC with the mask.
Well, what happened to her, they may as well shut the Olympics down. if you're going to take somebody that's extraordinarily talented like Simone Biles and punish her for being too good at what she does,
yeah,
that if that's the future of this world, God help us and our children who are going to be living in this.
Good for her. I missed out. I just watched the press conference, and good for her because she came out and said, like, listen, like, it wasn't fun anymore. Like, this became too much for me. My mental health is more important than a medal, and I got to look out for me. And
there you go.
Good for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the U.S. women went on to score silver, which is, you know, nothing. Score silver. Take home silver, which is nothing to shake your head at, you know? Like, good for them.
Second.
And I'm proud of her for putting herself first and being like, you know what? Like, this is too much. I think we need to talk more about mental health like that because it's okay to not be okay.
There you go. I like it.
I've been doing that for 15 years.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like, we all live in this world where you have to be perfect, and you don't. Like, life's not perfect.
You didn't happen to catch the first hour of the show, did you?
No, what happened?
It was perfect.
There were people that were ready to come into the room with a mattress.
And one of those jackets with the really, really, really long sleeves.
No.
What did you do?
I think if you go back and listen to it on the podcast, I think you'd think I did pretty well.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it. But I mean,
Take me away. It was all about this latest CDC crap. In fact, I posted that on Facebook using naughty language.
He didn't throw anything.
The communist deception.
No, that's good.
No, I didn't throw anything.
Hey, speaking of throwing things, back to the Olympics for a second.
Okay.
Like, I don't understand. Can we talk about Russia for a minute?
About what?
About Russia for a minute.
Russia. Yes, Russia.
Why? Okay, so they're suspended from being able to go to the Olympics as a country.
Duh.
But yet they're still allowed. I was like, who is ROC? ROC? I'm like, who is ROC? And it's Russia Olympic Committee. So that's so weird to me. Like, why do they get to send athletes to the Olympics as the Russian Olympic Committee if they're suspended from the Olympics for bad behavior? Like, what?
I don't know.
Sorry, I had to get that off my chest today. It was bothering me. I feel better.
Well, that's good.
Look, we just got a few minutes to kill. You want to play a game with us?
Always.
It's called You Got This.
You Got This.
Oh, goodness.
And I will put something out there. First person who thinks they have the answer, you ding.
You're not going to do it in Latin, though, right?
No.
Okay.
All right. Thank God, because we'd never know what he was saying.
Okay. What is the highest rating given a top quality diamond? The highest rating given a top quality diamond.
I would say 1,000 points, but I don't know. It's probably 100
points. I don't know. The one on the finger?
Anybody want to guess?
Jerry said 1,000 points.
Nope.
That's a fine diamond.
Flawless, right? Would be...
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, is that it?
All right.
One for Jacqueline.
D.
I thought you meant like the scary, like.
No, D flawless is the winning answer. Wow.
How about that?
I figured you meant like the.
Here she is, Mrs. Deuces Tenham. Comes through again.
Oh, no.
All right.
I know nothing.
Here's your next question. What did the Apollo 8 astronauts use to fasten down tools during weightlessness on their 1968 moon orbiting voyage? And the answer is something that kids play with today.
Silly putty.
Yeah, you're saying silly putty.
Rosie gets the win. Way to go.
Silly putty?
Space food sticks.
Yeah, silly putty was the correct answer.
I like those too.
It was either going to be silly putty or what's that stuff that's the double-sided Velcro.
Velcro.
They didn't have that then.
All right, here's your next one. In a bid to calm manic and psychotic juveniles, what color did California's San Bernardino County Probation Department paint its detention cells?
Pink.
Yeah.
Yellow.
No, Terry got it.
Pink. Yeah, the sheriff in Arizona did something.
Yeah, Sheriff Joe out there has got the...
So everybody's had one except Rusty.
I know.
Well, you know what they say.
Find a dumb one, maybe I'll figure it out.
That's nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
I know, man. That's why I'm not running for office.
For those who love our favorite shirtless weatherman, Rich Thomas.
Who could he be talking about?
What was the first hurricane named after a man? What was the name of the first hurricane named after a man?
Rich.
What?
Richard? Rich?
No, that wasn't
Al.
That wasn't Al.
Robert.
I'm going to give Jacqueline the win because...
Roberto.
Bob.
Bob.
Stop! It's close.
Starts with the B, ends with the B, three letters.
Well, 1970. I was trying to, like,
10 seconds,
what's
Bob.
A really common guy name?
In fact, that Bob actually came into the Gulf of Mexico and got a little breezy there along the Louisiana coast and then fizzled.
Let's just talk about I just won. Boom.
So Bob just didn't have the staying power.
I've heard that about Bob.
So you should
I won radio gold this afternoon. I'm pretty pumped about it.
Yeah, yeah. How about that? And let's see. All right. What great feat made Isaac Van Amberg a circus headliner in the late 1830s? What did Isaac Van Amberg do at a circus in the late 1830s?
He got shot out of a cannon.
Shocked the, no, it wasn't that. Good guess, though.
He got shot with a cannon.
No.
He got shot?
High rope.
Nope.
Trapeze.
Terry, you're the last one.
I'm going to say it was a lion tamer. I don't know.
Well, you've got the closest. He was the first person to put his head in the mouth of a lion.
Ooh.
So I think...
I feel like that's taming.
Let me ask our judge, should Terry get the win?
Oui, oui.
There you go.
The French judge.
Thank you, Rich.
Okay, it's a tie between Jacqueline and Terry.
Okay, all right, guys, so let's break the tie.
No.
Can't we all get along?
Yeah.
Can't we both win?
Yeah.
How about if I just give participation trophies out to everyone?
We don't do that.
Come on.
I have peppermints or vinyl gloves in my purse.
This is a good question for the group. Okay. And the answer is a famous name, okay?
Famous name.
Who said, the great question, which I have not been able to answer despite my 30 years in research into the feminine soul is, what does a woman want? What famous person?
Sounds like Mel Gibson, doesn't it?
Yeah. One of those Johnson people? Mel Kinsey?
I was just kidding.
I have no idea.
Very famous.
Hugh Hefner?
Burt Reynolds. Dang it.
Not Hugh Hefner.
Greg Vidal.
You'll have to go shopping with me some Sunday morning, Jacqueline, so you can hear all the women that look at me and say, you remind me of somebody.
Oh, boy.
And they think, and they think. And Smokey and the Bandit,
you do favor. You do favor.
I did more so when I was...
Jumping off the subject just for one second, have you seen that little short clip with Burt Reynolds right before he died, riding in the car with him as the Bandit?
No.
And they're having this dialogue. It's pretty funny. I'll have to send that to you.
I have not. And unfortunately, at this point, we are out of time.
Yay.
Who was the famous person?
Who was the person?
Why should I tell you guys?
Because I don't want to have to Google it.
Freud.
Sigmund Freud.
Oh, okay. You know, he used to cut hair.
He was known as
Freud the Barber.
Really? Did you really
go there?
Yes. And
Jacqueline, we love
now
you.
Now I have to go back to my family.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
But you have a game you can play.
Yeah.
Yeah, teach them about Sigmund Freud.
I've been playing games with kids all day, y'all. I'm doing vacation Bible school.
Oh, that's right.
I'll send you the home edition of this. You'll have some fun with the gang.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Rosie, Rusty, Terry, you're sticking. No, that's
No. That's Thursday. But we're not doing it Thursday, so I'm not sticking at all, sir.
Are you going to be here for me?
Yes, of course. Yeah, I'm just not staying. After.
Yeah, we're taking an extra day off this week.
Oh, well,
Don is coming home.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
And I got to cook.
All right.
You got to clean up.
We got to wrap up at 5:54.
Coming to Montgomery October 7th for one night only.
You know, it's the greatest honor of my life to serve as vice president.
Faulkner University presents the 48th Vice President of the United States, the Honorable Mike Pence.
It was freedom, not socialism, that gave us the most prosperous economy in the history of the world. Freedom is about enabling people to live their lives as they see fit, not government control.
Order your tickets today at faulkner.edu or call 334-386-7257.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday, when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. You should consider hiring a real estate agent for your new construction project. Someone who'll represent you, look out for your best interests, and help you save money. I will be with you from breaking ground to closing. For further details, please call me at 334-398-2896.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos during our July 50% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery, unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. Don't forget about our July 50% off special.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. 279-8919 or go to coldplumbing.com.
If you have a loved one needing extra care, call Prattville Health and Rehab, a skilled nursing facility offering short or long-term physical therapy, long-term residency, secure dementia care, or even short-term respite care. What makes Prattville Health and Rehab special? Inpatient physical, occupational, or speech therapy with private therapy rooms, a seven-day-a-week activity department, and a professional loving staff with the goal of bringing your loved one's past life into present. For information, call 334-365-2241 or go to PrattvilleHealthandRehab.com. Our family caring for yours.
I'd like to say thank you on behalf